What Faith Looks Like After Unanswered Prayers.
There is a small book in Scripture that most people have never read. Not because it isn't important, but because it isn't comforting in the way we often want the Bible to be. The book is Habakkuk. Habakkuk lived in a time when his world was coming apart. Violence was rising. Justice was twisted. Corruption was no longer hidden. It was normal. Those who tried to live righteously were often the ones who suffered most. He looked around and saw what many of us see today, even if our circumstances look different on the surface. We may not be living through national invasion. Our cities may not be burning. Our grocery stores may still be full. And yet, children still die. Godly men and women still lose everything. Health still fails. Finances still collapse. Injustice still wins far too often. If you lived in Venezuela today, Habakkuk's words might feel painfully familiar. But even here, in quieter, more hidden ways, many of us live inside the same ache. Habakkuk doesn't write like a theologian. He writes like a man who has reached the end of his explanations. He does what righteous people are taught to do. He cries out to God. Not politely, not quietly, honestly.
How long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen?
This isn't rebellion. This is prayer. Habakkuk asks for justice. He pleads for mercy. He begs God to intervene, to stop the bleeding, to fix what is broken, to rescue his people before it's too late. And God answers him. But the answer is not what anyone hopes for. God essentially says, I see it. I am acting. And it's going to get worse. Judgment is coming. Invasion. Collapse. Loss. Everything Habakkuk fears will still happen. This is not silence. This is clarity without relief. Habakkuk prays again. He questions again. He struggles openly with what God has said. He does not hide his confusion or soften his pain. And then, without understanding, without agreement, without any promise of rescue, he waits.
I will stand at my watch and look to see what he will say to me.
Nothing changes. There is no late miracle, no angel at the last moment, no explanation that makes it all make sense. The book ends not with rescue, but with resolve. Habakkuk speaks words that sound poetic to us, but were devastating in his world.
Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls.
This is not metaphor. This is economic collapse. This is famine. This is men starving, families losing everything, people taken into slavery, a nation being erased. This is the prayer of a righteous man that goes unanswered, except for one terrible truth. I'm sorry. It's going to get worse. And this is where Habakkuk's faith finally speaks.
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior.
Not because things improved. Not because God fixed it. Not because the story turned around. But because God was still God. This is what faith looks like after unanswered prayers. It looks like crying out for a child and losing them anyway. It looks like begging God to heal and waking up to the same diagnosis. It looks like pleading for financial relief and watching the numbers stay broken. It looks like praying for justice and learning you may never see it in this lifetime. It looks like trusting God when the only honest answer you've received is, I'm here, but this will still hurt. The psalmist said it without dressing it up.
My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
That is not victory language. That is survival faith. And long before Habakkuk, another righteous man said something just as unsettling.
Though he slay me, yet will I trust him.
Not because God explained himself, but because faith does not always require answers. It sometimes requires endurance. This kind of faith is not loud. It doesn't preach well. It doesn't wrap things up neatly, but it stays, and sometimes staying is the truest worship there is. What if faith isn't proven by what God fixes, but by who we trust when He doesn't?
Lord, some of our prayers were never answered. Some were answered with silence. Some were answered with pain. Teach us the kind of faith that remains, not because we understand it, but because we trust your heart. When our flesh and our hearts fail, be the strength of our hearts, and our portion forever. Amen.